Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video isn't brought to you by donations. If you want to make a donation and suggest a topic, you can do so at the Subscribestar link in the description. Thank you. Anyhow, I recently watched a video called, Is This the End of the Passport Bros Movement? And the two guys in it cover a CNN article called, MP Investigates Alleged Practice of Sex Tourism by American YouTuber and Baya. Today's not-so-mystery link is a bunch of passport bros telling black men to stay away from black women in Brazil, because feminism got super strong down there. They wonder what happened, but I know exactly what happened, as I've spoken to guys in Brazil in the MGTOW movement, which was the biggest in the world. That's because Brazilian women are some of the most feminist in the world, and they lost their Christian faith and it was replaced by feminism. The fertility rate in Brazil is 1.67, which is actually lower than the 1.78 in the United States right now. So how traditional are those women if they are not even having children? But it doesn't matter, because there are lots of scammers in the passport bros movement that are looking to sell men on that dream. Brazil is also warning women about black American men in Brazil that go under the label of passport bros, but that many are actually really there for sex tourism. The movement has grown and statistics don't lie. The U.S. Passport Office says that they've received 30-40% more passport applications this year when compared to the last year. Yes, COVID was still technically on this time last year, but I'm sure at least some of those requests are coming from men that are looking to move overseas and find a trad wife. So it's conceivable that passport bros are creating delays for the government issuing passports. I find it hilarious that Brazilian police are warning their women about guys seeking traditional wives overseas, as if they need someone to white knight for them. Are the police really that stupid and don't understand that women know exactly what's going on? According to the mystery link, in Salvador, Brazil, feminism is 10 times stronger than it ever was. Another YouTuber in Bahia is under investigation for the alleged crime of sex tourism. I couldn't find the guy's name, but it looks like he's the face of the movement, and he says that everyone making similar content to him is fake and copying him and phony. About 10 to 15 years ago, there was a group of black men that went on camera talking about how great women in Brazil were. Things move in cycles. About 7 years ago, there was a guy that would fly American men out to Russia to meet all sorts of women. Now it's starting up again and it's attracting the scammers. I was approached by a bunch of different guys recently sending me messages wanting to get me to promote their new passport bros business. I mentioned to these guys that there are tons of guys that fell for this about 5 to 10 years ago. One guy back then would fly out Western clients and take money that they paid him, and they would use some of that money to buy escorts or fake girlfriends. All I can do is warn guys, but many are still gullible. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code Sandman for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Anyways, now back to men think that finding foreign women will work out better for them. Clown World Show. The whole Passport Bros reputation is being tarnished by multiple articles talking about how it's being associated with sex tourism. It's become like the pickup artist or pickup roach coach community. It's more like passport hoes. Women all over the world are upping their notch counts. Out of all this, the only people that are making money are the passport roaches that are coaching you how to come to another country. As if women don't have smartphones and as if feminism's virus hasn't infiltrated every corner of the globe by now. There are guys out there trying to convert me to this way of life and get me to promote it for profit. Just today I received a spam email from somebody saying that he wanted to share with me how he could help guys go overseas and find us slightly used slits. A few guys I was watching mentioned that with all the bad press out there, the Passport Bros movement is probably going to have to change its name. And I agree with this. It's like MGTOW having to drop the acronym to continue. The Passport Bros phenomenon has been going on for a long time, many decades, and will continue under that banner so long as two things continue. Number one, there's monetization on YouTube for it. And number two, so long as even a handful of men welcome American men and don't demonize them. There are literally over 100 countries out there. Are they really going to bastardize the Passport Bros in each one? I don't think so. So I think it all depends on YouTube and if the US government doesn't want to issue that many passports anymore. The good black men are escaping to other countries because black women are treating them so poorly. Testosterone is the hormone of the gods. But black women have tons of it, and they use that aggression against their own males. Kevin Samuels, before he passed away, mentioned that black women's greatest threat is not white women, but Hispanic women. And that's exactly why a lot of black men are leaving. Actually, the good black men with money are escaping, and it's freaking out the black women. As a guy going his own way, for me, female nature is the same everywhere. But for the Passport Bros, it's not about that. It's about being treated with a little bit more respect and not yelled at for something he didn't even do. That's what many of the Passport Bro scammers are preying on. They fly those guys out to the Philippines or Cambodia, not so they can simply get their chubby custard launcher sucked, but so that the women doing it are smiling back at them instead of scowling and scolding them with their eyes. Many of the black women American black guys have to deal with are like that. The Passport Bros thing is preying on thirsty black men, thirsty for a little bit of respect. I guess now I understand why Aretha Franklin's song Respect was so popular, because black women are probably disrespecting their men so much, and singing about how they weren't being respected themselves was pure projection, before the black men could do it back to them. You never hear white American women singing about respect now, do you? One last thing I want to bring up, besides black men seeking out underprivileged and marginalized women all over the world that are just trying to scam them out of their money, is the recent development in Bitcoin. Looks like since China banned Bitcoin, the USA became the number one country for mining. Well, China didn't like that, so they made it legal again to buy and hold it in Hong Kong. And you have to pay a 20% profit tax too. Not only that, but mining has spiked in recent months in China as well. That's why the hash rate is going up. This isn't investment advice per se, but instead of spending your money on feminist women overseas, thinking that they're traditional, how about buying Bitcoin for the next bull run? Forget about women and start to focus on your finances instead. Regardless of if Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme, a religion, or magic imaginary money, what if many people are wrong and it actually takes off as a savings vehicle? The hash rate or number of computers on the network is going up in a hockey stick pattern. That's showing us that it's being mass adopted. The people against it now are like the people that laughed at me in 2008 because I had an iPhone and they said it would probably fail because no one would actually use it for business because BlackBerry is better. I remember people telling me the same about making websites back in 1999 in the internet, or the people that told me that YouTube would never work either. If Bitcoin becomes a global reserve asset for the majority of people by the time they get a hold of it, it will have skyrocketed to 10 to 100 times the value it is today. At that point, they'll have no choice but to embrace it and look like idiots for attacking it earlier. Then again, I might look like the idiots. Make up your own mind. Just do some research on it without putting a dime in and see that an asset that's more like a religion rather than money definitely has some potential to revolutionize the world. Speaking of traveling, I might make it down to El Salvador to see how Bitcoin has changed that place. It's one of the few places that Bitcoiners can get some respect in this world. And Toronto keeps getting more and more dangerous, while there are people dancing in the streets at night in El Salvador as the crime disappears. What a crazy time to be alive. I think the real Passport Bros phenomenon is going to hit if Bitcoin goes parabolic, and guys start taking their millions away from the West and living like kings overseas, and starving the West of all the taxpayer dollars they need to keep the system funded. What an amazing time to be alive. I can travel again as my skin is getting better. So long as I keep my stress low, my skin is no longer painful and is returning to normal. I also have to be careful not to damage any of my healthy skin anywhere, or it tends to become problematic, and even extends to soft tissue injuries like muscles. The tissue tends to overgrow and cause pain. My ancestors were never under so much stress living a relatively isolated existence in the mountains of Bosnia. Maybe I should go and play the part of the Passport Bros in Bosnia as well. I don't think so. As for my final thoughts about Passport Bros being over because of a little bit of bad publicity, maybe the name will become toxic. But black men won't stop traveling to find better women, and I don't blame them. If all women in Canada just yelled at me and called me incompetent to my face simply for existing, and you told me there was a place where they didn't abuse me, if I love them, I'd have to go out and try it. Most of them are just guys that want to get married, start families, and have a wife that leaves them alone some of the time. Is that really so hard to get in America? Well, apparently it is. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that African-American women can't start their own passport hose movement, because if they went to other countries, the men there would just laugh at their bad attitude. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments of foreign countries trying to kick black men out because they don't want them taking their women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.